You know, I did a whole another training that I drafted up last night, and I went to type it in this morning at 7 o'clock, and I said, wait a minute, this is Thanksgiving. I'm going to do gratitude. So I totally shifted gears because I think gratitude is a huge topic to talk about. It's a huge topic to talk about any time in our lives. But truly, the week of Thanksgiving is all about a giving heart, giving thanks. And I look at the word Thanksgiving. Some people call it giving thanks. I say it's really made up of two things. Thanks, and that means always being thankful and having a heart of thanks. And giving. It's always about having a giving heart, how we want to give all the time, because that's the only way abundance flows in our life is if we become extreme givers. And I just, even in teaching my five-year-old melody makers yesterday and at church, I took their cups. I said, is my cup empty or full? And everybody was so cute. They said, it's empty. I said, well, if your cup is full, the Lord can't bless you with more. So it's about, you know, when the Lord blesses you with a full cup, you give it away so the Lord can bless you again. And that's truly what it's about, is as we give, so shall we receive. So let's talk about gratitude and how it plays a role. We've got a lot of static in the background. Let me just try to mute so I can get some of the static to go away. There, hopefully that helps. Anyway, so let's talk about the role of gratitude in our business, because it's so gigantic. It's not only just about your business, it's about your life, but we're going to talk about your Manatech business today and of course see the applications in life. And gratitude is huge. It's one of the 9 unbreakable laws of network marketing. And some of you might be asking me, what are the 9 unbreakable laws? And we did that as a training on this course. It's a little book that was put out by, I think, Don Ginn, who is a coach I took some coaching from about 5-6 years ago. But it's just a great little booklet. I think Dreammaker Productions is the one that copyrighted it. It's called The 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing. And perhaps we'll go through all of them again. But the law number 3 is the law of appreciation. It's a principle that single-handedly can transform you, yourself, your business, your network business, your state of being. And I tell everybody, you know, I always am preachy about that every one of us is either in a growth mode or decay mode, and that's why we want to keep learning at every step of the way. You always want to be out there learning and growing. That same law about growth mode or decay applies to your attitude, too. You're either growing a more positive attitude every day, or you're decaying and you're deteriorating that attitude. When you're in the mindset of appreciation, your life consistently increases in value. When you're in the mindset of appreciation, your life consistently increases in value. Because the appreciation in your life, when you appreciate your life and you appreciate others and you appreciate what's happening around you, you're really making a big investment in your life. It's an attitude of appreciation that just helps increase the quality of our life. It keeps us on a positive track. It keeps us in focus. It keeps us directed. And there's a great psychologist out there, William James. Here's a quote from him. He wrote, "The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated." The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. So, wow, if that is truly at the core of what people are about, think about what a role appreciation and gratitude plays. So appreciation needs to be poured into yourself, into your downline, into your product line, into your prospects, into your business, into your family, into your everything around you, your entire environment. We need to pour massive quantities of appreciation and just look at all the beautiful things that happen to us and the wonderful things we have in our life and just come from that heart of gratitude at every moment in our life. On the other hand, if you look at the opposite side, what's the antithesis of appreciation is depreciation or depreciating. If you depreciate your network marketing business, it will cause an incredible downward spiral in your income and your business. And we see this happen so often in Manatech and in other businesses and in people's lives when they jump on something new. Somebody comes across something new, like let's say Manatech. We'll just take for instance, you sign up a brand new associate, and we just got a few of them in Arizona, really great new business builders out there, which is terrific. you get those couple new business, and they're excited as all get out. They can't wait to get started, and they're tremendously excited. Then 3 months down the road, and all of a sudden some things happen. The company increases its shipping charges, or there's a Barron's report that's published, or something happens, and all of a sudden that new associate starts pointing the finger and playing the blame game, you know, maybe, oh, what's happening? And they start getting into this negative mode and criticizing mode and sarcastic mode about what's going on in Manitech and da-da-da-da. And the minute that happens, people, it's incredible, the spiral begins. It's a downward spiral. It's just a matter of time for that person to no longer be associated with Manitech. Because it's so powerful, that negativity just drains you, it drains your business, it drains the people around you, it drains your upline, it drains your downline. It just is such an energy drain, because you're focusing on negativity, you're focusing on blame, you're focusing on pointing the finger and all sorts of things. It just causes such true negativity that just permeates the atmosphere. And we saw this happen. It was huge in Manitech. For those of you who have been around for a long time, you remember the years that we had trouble with management before Sam really took the helm. In fact, we had a time when Sam actually walked away from the company. And some of you have read the Company of Destiny book and the newest edition. So you know the facts surrounding all of that. What happened is a lot of negative things were happening at the company. Sam couldn't even tolerate it anymore, so he just decided to depart. And we just saw this whole company, kind of the sales started deteriorating dramatically and, you know, dropped almost between, I think about $80 million in sales fell off. And it was just incredible things were happening with Manitech because of some things that were going on in the company. And what I saw as a relatively new associate, I had only been in the company a couple of years at that time, or a year, so, is I saw some presidential leaders get into the bad mouth mode. In fact, I went to a meeting with presidentials where people are slamming doors and, you know, yelling at each other. It was really something else. And I was just sat back and I was like, wow, people are angry and they were like venting and it wasn't constructive. And I just saw this, and some of them even actually left the company. We lost a number of presidentials because they just lost their, they just got so much into the negative blame game and the pointing finger games that they just ended up leaving Manitech. And I look at, you know, here's a couple people that were in the same, you know, I sat there watching this happen, people were leaving, and I'm sitting here going, well, you know, it's not about, you know, the product, it's not about the technology, it's not about what God's given us, it's about personalities, it's about events that happen, and are bad things going to happen? Are we going to come up against adversity? And I believe adversity is going to happen in everybody's life. In fact, I believe that if you're doing the right thing, and you're really true living that purposeful life, you're going to come across a lot of adversity. So, if adversity strikes, you have choices. You can get into the blame game and the depreciation mode and start going that downward spiral, or you can say, you know what, different bad things are going to happen, and I'm going to live through this, I'm going to suck it up, and I'm going to be appreciative, I'm going to be grateful for what we do have, a breakthrough technology that's changing the world, a technology that's changing the lives of people everywhere, and start focusing on the positives and accepting the fact that people and companies are going to make mistakes, just like you and I make mistakes. If everybody, you know, condemned me every time I made a typo in a letter or made a mistake somewhere and made, I, you know, so be it. That's their programs, not mine. But it's the concept we all are going to make mistakes, and so is the company, and so are, you know, all the aspects, our upline, our downline, but get out of the blame game. It is very expensive game to play. It'll cost you just endless, invaluable prices that you will pay to get into blame game mode. So even in the history of Manitech, we've seen this happen, and we've seen people that have departed who now are coming back. Some of these presidentials are coming back into Manitech, and they are so regretful that they ever left. But they got so negative, and once you get into that downward spiral, it's really hard to spin out of it. Because depreciation breeds discouragement, blame, negative thoughts, and it's really incredible how that happens. Now, some of you can appreciate this. You can look at, well, Mary Jo, what do you do with somebody in your downline? Because all of us probably have people in our environment who are that way. They get on the phone with you and they're negative and they just say, oh, the company won't do this. How come the company won't do this? How come the company's not giving us, you know, family size bottles of plus? How come the company's not paying more money at this level? How come the company, you know, wham, 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 you know, it's kind of, I go, ugh, you know, whew. That's why when somebody says something to me, I always say, send it to the Associate Advisory Council. Send them an email. You know, do what you can do about it. Don't worry about things you can't control. Get outside the realm of that and do what you can do. So, but my suggestion for you when you deal with people, because a lot of times in our organizations, when we have people that get into this depreciation spiral, you get phone calls from them, and first and foremost, you as a leader, what happens to us sometimes, because we're so anxious for everything to work out, and we don't want to lose them. You know, we come from scarcity. It's like that's the only business builder that's ever going to show up in the face of the earth. So we come from scarcity, and when these business builders that get in this downward spiral, or what we perceive as business builders, we right away try to support them. We try to make up excuses. We try to run with their negativity. We try to cover it up. We try to become pliable with them. We try to appease them, and we try to, you know, support them and find answers. And then we get all worked up and all caught up in that downward spiral. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. Because a lot of these people, open your eyes to the fact that people get stuck in this downward spiral, in this depreciation attitude, and they're not even aware that they're in it. So the first thing you need to do when people start operating out of that realm is to bring the awareness to them of where they're going. And that's what I suggest. You get in their face, and you don't try to make excuses. Don't try to appease them. Don't try to do all that stuff, because then you're just falling into their trap. You're just falling into that same negative energy. You try to say, great. You say, okay, what do you want to do about it? I always like come from solution. That's one of my main things always in life. Always come from solution, not from problem. Come from solution. So make them aware. First and foremost, you need to bring awareness in their life. Do you see what you're doing here? You're starting to point fingers, play a blame game. You're getting negativity, and it's overtaking you. And it's going to overtake you. It's going to overtake your downline. It's going to overtake your business. You've got to stay away from the negativity mode. So first and foremost, you've got to bring awareness in their life. If they continue and they don't accept it, even after they have the awareness of what they're doing and they keep doing it, next step for me as a leader, I do this. I go, you know what? Maybe this business isn't for you. And I really get very honest, because if it causes that much pain and agony in your life, then maybe this business isn't for you. You can't control that. You want to stay in that negative framework. There's got to be something out there that someday you might find that's going to bring you positive. And I said, so maybe this isn't for you. But I suggest it's your choice you're making around negative and positive. Instead of coming from a heart of gratitude, you're coming from a heart of depreciation. So, but you got to be honest and open with those people. First of all, awareness. Secondly, is maybe you guide them in a different direction, because this business really, it truly isn't for everybody. Your big name, number one, how to recognize a depreciation mindset. You can recognize it in 5 seconds flat, and you've all heard it. It's called blaming, demeaning, complaining, criticizing. We hear people get into this whining. Oh, my gosh. And that's what shows up. And if it's showing up for you, recognize it out of you, too. Because if you linger in that negative mindset, what are you going to create in your life? You're going to create negativity. You attract everything. As a man thinketh, so is he. So it's all about what you put in your heart. So get out of the negativity, get out of the blame game, get out of all of that. Come from a heart of gratitude. You come from a heart of gratitude, you create incredible abundance in your life. So that's the critical importance. Be thankful, be appreciative, be honest, be open, be overwhelmingly come from love, come from those attitudes of just thankfulness all the time, and you'll see an incredible shift, not only in your business, in your life, in your family, in your attitude. You'll just totally shift. And there are people on this call, I know, because I deal with them on the phone, that it's about just shifting. Choose differently. It's your choice. Get rid of the whining. Get rid of the blaming. Get rid of the complaining. So you made a mistake. Get over it. Move on. So somebody made a mistake for you and didn't support you properly. Get over it. Move on. Don't hold grudges and unforgiveness and just dwell on negative things. It's not right. It's about take a heart of gratitude. Marion Head, the other thing I want to bring up today, Marion Head has written a book. It's called Revolutionary Agreements, and I know some of you on the call have read it and obtained it, and she's done a great job with it. It presents a tried and true path, as she presents it, as to personal freedom, and she has 3 unifying principles in her book, and the reason I'm bringing this up is, of course, you can guess, one of them happens to be gratitude, and again, pointing out that that's a unifying principle, one of the 3 in terms of a pathway to personal freedom, is appreciating the gift of this moment. So appreciating, not thinking about the future, not downgrading where you are today, appreciating the gift of this very moment in your life. And she gives some of those principles around that. Number one, I agree to give and receive thanks. So she not only is coming from a perspective that we learn how to give thanks, and Thanksgiving is this week, so we're giving lots of thanks, and we acknowledge people, and we acknowledge events, and we acknowledge what's going on in our life, we acknowledge the gifts and the incredible lives we have, but we also need to learn how to receive thanks from people. We need to be good recipients, because that is very rewarding to the people giving us thanks. So you have to be a good giver, and you must be a good receiver. You can't be a good giver without being a good receiver. So when we look back at trends in our lives, we look at an early age in our life, that we learn how to say thank you. And most parents, when parenting, that's one of the big building blocks. We teach our children to always say thank you. But somehow, many of us blank that natural cycle out of receiving thanks, that we don't know how to receive, we just know how to give thanks. We need to teach people how to receive thanks, too. Both parts are equally important, receiving and giving thanks. And of course, Marian talks about as you sow, so shall you reap, the concept that's so standard for us. We know as we give, so shall we receive. So important to be giving, important also to be a good recipient. Number two for her was, I agree to see the best in myself and others. So it's a constant outlook on life of that sense of gratitude for who we have in our organization. And you look at the teammates that you have and how grateful we are. Just like, you know, we have great people surrounding us. God and Manitech has given us this incredible gift to go out and share with people, and the beauty of the people that we surround ourselves with. Just like listening to Sarah this morning. Sarah's been a great member of my team for a number of years and has just blessed so many of us with her incredible heart. And it's just so wonderful to have that kind of teammate to work with, and I'm so appreciative of her in my life. And we need to be appreciative of all the people that are in our life. You know, we have lots of great teammates on our Manitech teams, and we just, whether it's cross-line or down-line, it can be even cross-line. God's given us many people in our area that support us and do a lot of things to help our organizations grow, even without our involvement. We need to be very thankful for that. So it's being thankful about our own organization, the core of our organization, thankful about cross-line people, and releasing yourself from self-judgment and empowering others. And of course, those are major concepts. I could give an entire call just on those issues in themselves. The third concept Marian brings up is, I agree to look for blessings in disguise. So, wow, that's a hard thing. Most of us tend to look for negativities. Negativities overwhelm us. We have something happen, and it's always what negative is involved. You know, and I go back and share, and a lot of you have heard the story about my brother and my sister-in-law, that my sister-in-law 5 years ago, she shot and killed my brother. And there's a lot of negativity around that. Trust me, I felt every bit of it. I mean, every bit of the loss, every bit of, you know, criticism of God and why he would let this happen. And I got in condemnation, I got in judgment about it, and I spent hours the first night just troubling over all that stuff. But you know, just through all that prayer and through all that communication, I just got back this resounding feedback about, you know, Mary Jo, this is a blessing. And how can you look at losing someone, your favorite sibling, as a blessing? How could that ever possibly be a blessing? Well, the blessing in my life was overwhelming to be able to bring my brother's kids into my life. My 14 and 16-year-old niece and nephew came to Dallas to live with me so I could raise them. And it was such a blessing. It was an overwhelming blessing in my life. It continues to be a blessing. I just went out to University of North Texas Denton on Saturday night and went to a football game, college football game with my niece just for fun. I mean, it's just a blast to be around them. They're coming home for Thanksgiving. We're going to hockey games. I mean, I have a life with these kids I never could have had except for that to have happened. So it's about looking for blessings in disguise. And some of them have a huge disguise, a huge disguise. But if we don't dig through the pain and the suffering that we might have gone through and look at what is so greatly positive about it, we're never going to get to the other side. Because stuff happens. We know we use that. In fact, people use another word that starts with an S around that, and I'm not quoting that one. But stuff happens to all of us and will always happen to all of us. It's just a matter of how you choose to view it. You've got to take a different choice, make a different choice around it. Look at the experience and make an incredible choice around it being a blessing for you. And it's incredible the results you'll affect because of that heart that will come out on what a blessing it really is. So you just can always, I put down here example of a man who was robbed. There was an example, I believe she showed an example of somebody who was robbed. I mean, they took everything from him, and the man was very irritated, and then finally he came to the conclusion, and it was around, that person must have needed it more than I did. And truly looking at it from that perspective instead of looking at it from a perspective of what you've lost, look at what somebody else has gained. So make it into something very different for you as a blessing, as somehow a blessing, that versus something that's so negative. We just need to constantly twist what happens in our lives to make sure that we get the right perspective on it. And the fourth concept that Marian brings up is, I agree to lighten up. Through it all, it's important to maintain a sense of humor. Absolutely. Some of us get so intense and we're so, just so serious about what's happening in our lives and so serious about each event in our life that we get caught up and wrought up in all that intensity. And some of you, you're even thinking today, oh my gosh, I got to cook this Thanksgiving dinner, and you get so caught up in all that, you forget to stop and smell the roses. Every day of our life, it's just every moment. Go back to this, appreciating the gift of this moment. Get out of all that incredible intensity and appreciate the moment. That's the way you're going to learn how to appreciate people, appreciate events, appreciate your environment, and come from that heart of appreciation. Intensity and focus sometimes leads us astray. And I'm not saying don't be focused, it's just don't forget to come from a heart of appreciation in that focus that you have. So maintain a sense of humor, enjoy life, enjoy the moments, and just help you continue to expand in those feelings of personal freedom. So you just, if you come with all intensity and lack of sincerity and lack of heart and lack of, you know, that heart commitment and the passion or the sense of humor, you're going to attract those same kind of people. So make sure we do that power of attraction whole seminar that I give about like attracts like, and it's a basic principle and it's a law of the universe that like attracts like. So who are you and what are you putting yourself out as that you're going to attract something different than who you are? So if you want to attract something different, you've got to choose to be different yourself. You've got to make different decisions and choices for yourself. So perhaps making a commitment to lighten up might be a good thing for some of us to do, because it's all about having joy in our lives, and that means having a sense of humor and living life and loving life every day, no matter what that life tends to bring us. So how do we increase the gratitude and appreciation that in our business? We need to look at the bigger picture. How do I take some actions, Mary Jo, now to take myself at another level so I can truly improve the level of appreciation and gratitude I have in my business? Number one, I love affirmations. And I've told you that for a long time now on these training calls, that affirmations are so critical. So if you have a problem with a heart of gratitude, then put it in your morning affirmations and draft one that's really focused totally on being thankful about all you have in life, everything I have. And if it's about your Manatech business that you tend to be negative because you got all these crabby people and you have this crabby, maybe start looking at yourself. I have a lot of crabby people. Maybe I need to look in a mirror. Where's the crabbiness coming from? Remember, like attracts like. That might be a good thing for us to start evaluating. I want to change all their lives, but what is it about me that keeps attracting that kind of person? Maybe the change needs to be here first, and maybe we all understand the fact that who can we change out there? Only ourselves. So make a difference in yourself and see how it will impact other people. And that's a big, huge lesson to learn, and it's a lesson we can continue to learn every day of our life. And I share that with some people, and I've shared it with my group. I'll share it with all of you that, you know, I kept trying to change my husband. How many of you try to change your spouse? Oh, my goodness gracious. So I learned that lesson quickly on, so I stopped doing that. But my spouse was somebody who never wanted to participate and go on any trips with me. And, of course, I've won every incentive trip Manatech ever had, including the Malaysia trip, which was the first one they ever kicked off with. But I've won all the trips and, of course, go to Hawaii every January, and my husband never goes. He has no adventuresome spirit, zero adventuresome spirit. And some people go, Mary Jo, he must not love you. I said, if you knew my husband, you would know he is crazy about me. He loves me endlessly to the end of the earth. He is just a wonderful, supportive, you know, husband that's like the rock. But he just has zero adventuresome spirit. So everybody was bugging me about my mastermind group. They said, Mary Jo, you got to move over. What are you doing in your marriage? And so finally I said, okay, maybe I can change. Maybe I can make some motion. Maybe I can. So I started on some marriage tape series, and I think I shared that with a lot of you on the call written by Tom Nelson from Denton Bible Church. And we started on those series of tapes, and of course, I had to start changing me. I had to work on me. I had to put the energy around the tapes, energy around, you know, getting him to come, you know, work with me around those tapes and discussing with him, spending time and energy. And wouldn't you know it, about a month after we were working on these tapes, I was talking about asking his mom to go on the presidential trip with me this year to Hawaii in January. And my husband looked at me and he said, "Why can't I go?" And I'm going to share with you, people, I almost fell over dead right on the spot. I mean, 7 years of this guy saying, "No, no, 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 he's not going anywhere," and every trip imaginable. And he, out of the blue. And what changed him? What caused that change of heart? I didn't change him. But I needed to make changes in my life in order. And that's about you, all of us. We all need to look at ourselves and absorb new things and take on new positive looks at things and new opportunities and not have expectations around them. Just do them because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to take new action, new changes, develop new things in our life, you know, that move us towards improvement. And that's what those marriage tapes did. They just were another motion in terms of how can I make some further steps and try to get my marriage to a 10 or a 12 or a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, that's what our goal should be, to be the best we can be. So affirmations on gratitude, great thing. So be grateful. Be grateful what we have. Be grateful for the husband you have that doesn't go on trips for you, as well as be grateful for the one that's going to Hawaii with you this January. Have affirmations of gratitude every morning. Second thing you can do is write thank yous in writing and orally at every opportunity. And that's a true blessing. I just worked with somebody I was with out in Arizona this past weekend. And I said, this is what you need to do. We met with some incredible people that are going to be, I think, phenomenal business builders in this business. They're perfect for it. They're positioned right. And I told my business builder who was with me, I said, what you need to do this morning is on your top of your priority list is write an incredible thank you note. Just tell them how they touched our hearts, how they, you know, we just thoroughly enjoyed being with you. Thank you for giving us the time. We appreciate the time and energy you put around coming to the meeting and allowing us to share with you. And we look forward to having you in our lives the rest of our lives because we know God put us together for a purpose, whatever that purpose might be. And just say, you know, that's what we need to do, a thank you. Not a letter saying, here's the first thing you need to do, set goals, set this, set vision, set this, you know. We sometimes tend to be that machine gun and we just, you know, pummel people with it. Where's that thankfulness? Where's that spirit of thanks? Just thanks for being you and thanks for being committed and thanks for showing up and thanks for giving me time. Because if you recognize time's our only limited asset, somebody giving you the time to come to a meeting or go out to lunch with you or share with you for an hour or two is a huge commitment. So thank you. Write thank yous in writing or orally at every opportunity. And that's what it's about, just touching people's lives always. We always want to be in a thank you mode. Appreciation, even when a prospect says no. Some of you have a really hard time with that because you go, Mary, how can I thank somebody for saying no? I mean, this is an incredible mission we're on, and they need to be taking glyconutrients, and if they don't take them, they're going to probably die, and I can't believe they can't get it. And you get so stubborn, you get so irritated, and I go, wow, what's all that about? Now it's all about you. And remember the communication Sarah Bush had at the beginning of this call. He says, you know, this isn't about, you know, selling products. This is about loving on people, no matter what their choice might be. Because if you don't love on them, they're never going to come back around. And it's all about love anyway. It's not about whether you sell the Manatech products or not. It's about loving and caring for people. That's what this is about. So you want to show appreciation even when a prospect says no. And when a prospect says no to me after I spend time and energy around it, no matter what that energy is, no matter how sick they are, I just tell them thanks. I just tell them thank you so much for giving me the opportunity of sharing this with you. I just think it's so important that you had this education, and I honor and respect the decision you've made. And that's how I end my conversation with them. And you know what? That's not the end of our relationship. That's the only beginning of another kind of relationship, whatever direction that goes. I just don't know where it's going at this time, but it's not an end to our relationship. So be appreciative for somebody giving you the time and energy to share Manatech. Another thing is monthly certificates. I do that every month. I send out top enroller certificates. Every single month, my top enroller in my organization gets a certificate. It's just another recognition, appreciation. And my certificate reads, the acknowledgement for how many lives they've touched. So it's not you signed up 12 All-Stars. It's not about All-Stars. It's about how many lives did you touch this month? Because that's what we're doing. Some of you get caught up in numbers games about how many you sign up. Well, you know what? That's great. But I get caught up in the number of sign-ups show to me how many people you've really touched and impacted with an incredible technology. So it's about how many lives are we touching. So look at that, and that's the perspective to have. How many people are we touching their lives to have greater health and greater hope in their lives? That's what the numbers show. So again, recognition, monthly certificates, some people do it all different ways. They have newsletters, they have, you can do it for four different levels or whatever you want to do. Acknowledgement for people who get new leadership levels. You should be looking on your organizational chart every single month and maybe acknowledging. Somebody gets the regional, they ought to get something from you. You go, oh, but Mary Jo Manatech sends them something. Yeah, 2 months later. I mean, come on, people. This is about us being aware of what people are doing in our organization. Now, I'm not saying if you have seven presidentials underneath you, you need to do that with everybody, but, you know, if they have leaders, teach your leaders to do that. That's what they need to do, is acknowledge the people when they hit new leadership levels. So acknowledgments, mechanisms of appreciation and acknowledgement. And, of course, always, always, believe in your people as well as believing in yourself. You have to have gratitude for yourself, too. Gratitude for others, gratitude for yourself. Believe in your team, believe in you, believe in your people. Believe in them. That's a sense of gratitude in and of itself. You're grateful to have them, and you believe in their future. You believe in what they're doing here on Earth. You believe in them. And showing that is a great sense of appreciation. So, and then I gave all of you who happen to love the Bible, we have plenty of references. Biblically, I went through it. I was working on a devotional, and I went through and found about 20 different passages that talk about thanks and thanksgiving. And this one I specifically loved. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it's about having a heart of thanks, and that's what we're all about, that heart of gratitude. Okay, let's open up and have some discussions about thanks. Maybe we can share about what we're thankful for, too. That'd be great. Hang on. Okay, we're back on. Everybody on? Hello? Do I have everybody back on? There we go. Hey, there you are. Sorry. Okay, great. Okay, sense of gratitude. How is this going to move you in your business? Anyone have some ideas over the call today? Anything you can do different in your business to kind of reveal that sense of gratitude. Hi, Lenore. Amen. There you go. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Great. And great acknowledgement. And it really is. It's not, and don't beat up on yourself because you're not doing it. What you need to do is say, you know what, this isn't coming naturally to me, so I need to schedule it as priorities. And things like acknowledging your top business builders at the end of each month, you can have that built in. As soon as a period ends, the first Monday after a period ends, you're all over it. You get it? And it's just the first thing that comes out on that Monday morning is your letters of appreciation. It just becomes part and parcel of your system of doing the Manatech business. Because that's what's crucial. And you make it part of your system, and you never waffle or vary from it. And that consistency it'll pay back in spades. Because what you're doing, in addition, is you're teaching your downline to do the same thing. Are you not? Right? And isn't that the attitude we want to portray for everyone in our organization, is this great heart and attitude of gratitude. Great aha. Great, great, great. Anyone else? Hi, Jo Ellen. Yeah. Scarcity, yeah. Yeah. Great. They're thinking. Yeah. Great experience, Joelle, and that's great. It's a great exercise. Super. Yeah. It's very powerful. In fact, I would ask you, can you write that up and send it to me, and I'll pass it on to everybody on the call. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Because everybody can use that. Any kind of tool we have that can really help move people forward. And lack or scarcity mentality is so prolific out there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Well, thank you, and thank you for your consistency on being on the Monday calls. We just love having as many people as we can so we can touch lives. Amen. Thank you. Oh. Hello?